good? Morning.
Hi, Scott.
My topic for today is about the sufficiency of God's grace. Can I change my slide? Sorry. I'm going to go back there first. Made a revised one. Can you do that? That revised one. Sorry. Sorry for that. We revised the slide because we tried to adjust the time limit of the sermon, so I revised it. Our main text for today is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "Now the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little." Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word for today. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you that you are in the midst of us, oh God. Lord, we ask for the Holy Spirit to teach us, O God, to share your love, O God, to share your grace to every one of us here. And Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. All of us have struggles in life. Do you have struggles in life? Maybe you've been struggling in school or at home or maybe in the church itself or in your families. Sometimes these struggles become sufferings. How do you deal with these struggles in your life? Or sufferings in your life? How do you deal with those things? Speaking of struggles, I've been struggling for years in terms of getting a cell phone. I don't have any cell phone right now, but I'm paying 3 cell phones. One for my wife, Jocelyn, one for my daughter, and one for my son. It's good that my wife has been lending me cell phone whenever I, you know, travel outside of North Bay or outside of the country. But borrowing cell phone from my kids, maybe they may say, "Over my dead body, Dad." That's what it is. In all honesty, I've been struggling to find a sermon topic for today. I'm not sure. I was thinking whether am I worthy enough to stand here and share the message of God? Am I strong enough really to share the love of Christ for everyone? I must admit, I am weak. But by the grace of God, I should be able to preach His message for today. After all, it's all about for the glory of God. Amen? Praise God. Let's define the word grace. According to the Webster Dictionary, it is an act of kindness, courtesy, and clemency. Grace may be defined as the unmerited or undeserving favor of God to those who are under condemnation. Grace is free. It's something that is given to you even though you don't deserve it. Grace is a blessing. God's grace is a blessing. It is a power of God made available to meet all our needs. If you're struggling this morning with the issues of life, God's power is made available to you because His grace is sufficient. There are 5 points why God's grace is sufficient to every one of us. Number one, God's grace is sufficient in supply. God's grace is sufficient in supply. I have trivia questions for you. Okay? Number one, questions. How many gallons of water are in the oceans? Anybody? The answer? It's 3.612 times 10 to the 20 gallons of seawater in the ocean. That's about 21 zeros. That's what it is, right? Second trivia question. How many stars are in the universe? I know you've been looking at the Ambu song there. I assume you count some of the stars there. How many stars are in the universe? Raise your hands if you honestly do not know the answer. God. Put them all together. That's me also. I don't know the answer to. Sorry. But according to Australian National University, there are about 70 sextillion stars in the universe. That's about 22 zeros. Next question. How many grains of sand are in the world right now? Anybody? Answer? It's 7,500,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, that's so big, even the volume of water in the oceans. I'm not sure if these numbers, huge numbers, are precise, but I'm telling you, God's grace is more than these huge numbers. Amen? You could empty all the water in the ocean, or you can pluck all the stars from the universe, or count all the grains, or pick up all the grains of sands in the world. But grace has only begun. That's how huge God's grace is. Listen to this from Charles Spurgeon. He said, "When God forgives our sins, there's more forgiveness to follow. He justifies us in the righteousness of Christ, but there's more to follow. He adopts us into his family. There's still more to follow. He prepares us for heaven. There's more to follow. He gives us grace, but there's still be more to follow. He helps us to old age, but there still be more to follow. Even when we arrive in the world to come, there will still be more to follow. Ephesians 2, 6 and 7 says, He also raised us up so that in the coming ages He might display the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Look at the word there, immeasurable. You cannot measure the grace of God. What are the examples of God's grace? They're just looking at the person beside you. They are God's grace for you. Or the air we breathe right now. Or our life itself. Or the beauty of the snow outside. Our families, our friends. Those are all God's grace. That is how huge, how big God's grace is. Amen? Number two, God's grace is sufficient in salvation. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance us to do. Only by the grace of God. Not our own works, not by ourselves, that we can be saved. We can only be saved by the grace of God through our faith in Jesus. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This is our only hope to eternal life. The sacrifice of Jesus is actually the pinnacle or the crescendo of God's grace. That's why we're singing this amazing grace. Because Jesus sacrificed us for our sins. It's not really by works, not by own religion. It's not somebody tell you that you're saved, or your pastor tell you that you're saved. No, it's only by grace through faith in Jesus. Another example of God's word is through His promise. Can you play the video, please?
Nayakumbo neri masyarakat emiyong mabon ni sinap Isi ni miung saya ngingin ulam mukti. Nabi ngingin ulam niu. Neri ingin nak gigi pelawa biu pertanyaan lama apa rosengnya na. Tapi ingin lama nunggu nene kena gigi pesaro pesing ding kayo.
Ane miung tu nak butna ane tak siapa. Nunggu ngingin opsi nunggu alkitab atau waktu. Ambusin benda nunggu dia apa waktu. Miung dia ular opne di sini nunggu dia apa nunggu ngingin kanga di toko.
Di bisa puluhan nana nginging lok imeyong si bebe yaka bep nak nong nginging ulam siyo ti imeyong si bebe bep nak delibob kamin na ano sungunan ulam kumbok sumne na imeyong di meyesu karasut bisikupuka imeyong di yubun nana membib siyang panunan di menak delib siyang sumne na simbib nol ti nginging ulam niyo.
Anasonimina, imiung di ibu, kimia ibu rahib memerubah anak ye. Nundi seri dua bibi wenena, nundi mabu muk mabar depsi. Tiun makluk juga kok, so makluk kok. Wenena nundi ibu rahib nenege salba hektok. Tiun di mabar kat siapa? Sik tina sik telim sik mabar anak ye. Om bata kalam siapa? Sikat nuna nason. Ima sa kong gugap sa MBA si Kabe.
Pep nak dilim na. Sumnen na. Emi yung nana yung abwa. Iblam na. Ano siya? Di man di ayun na nga lakdep niya siya. Di man di ayun na nga. Wene ako, dep la ako. Di man di ayun na delya la ako buka. Sampai pokoplak nak orang bela.
That's a powerful video, right? Sometimes I felt guilty about this video because my Bible just sitting in a closet in my home, not even opening or even collecting dust, because we are not really doing a personal quiet time with God, personal devotion with God. We should be like them. They're so joyous by just receiving the Bible. And I praise God for them. Number 3 point, why God is sufficient for every one of us. God's grace is sufficient in suffering. Our main text, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Now the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little. If your life is falling apart, God will restore you. If your marriage is falling apart, God will restore you. Did you suffer when you shared Jesus to other people? Whether you're in the church, whether you're at home, whether you're in the school, whether in the community. Sometimes we are getting bullied or we're being ridiculed because we're sharing Jesus, we're sharing God's word. But I'm telling you, you're doing it the right way. Because you're doing it for the glory of God. That's suffering on our part for sharing Jesus. But this suffering that we are experiencing right now are only temporary. We should be aiming on eternal, up in heaven. Because in heaven, there are no more pains. There are no more sufferings. there are no more tears. Amen? God's grace is sufficient in sin. Grace is greater than all our sins. Romans 5:20 says, where sin multiplied, grace multiplied even more. So what does that mean? Does it mean that we just keep on sinning so we can have more grace? Of course not. We, as the children of God, our desire of our heart is to be sanctified, to be holy in the presence of God. This should not be an excuse so that we just keep on sinning. Exactly, that's the will of God for us, is to be holy, to be blameless in the eyes of God. It's not really being a good scientist or a good engineer, nothing like that. But it should be our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus, to be holy, to be blameless. You cannot out-sin God's grace. You may have your sins may be as many as the stars in the universe, or as many as grains of sands in the world, or as big as the volume of water from the oceans. I'm telling you, God's grace exceeds your sin. You may tell me, well, Edwin, I don't understand. I just cheated my wife. I cheated my husband. I murdered somebody. But I'm telling you, God's grace, in terms of forgiveness, is on upon you. As long as you repent your sin, God's grace, in terms of forgiveness, is always there. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Amen? Number 5, God's grace is sufficient in service. Some of you may know, I resigned as a mining engineer in the Philippines before we moved here in Canada. And I work full-time in the church as a church planter. If you're a church planter, you can be a pastor, you can be an elder, you can be a Bible study teacher or Sunday school teacher, you name it. But I was having a young family at that time. I was struggling there as well, not only with my family, but with the ministry, because that's my new ministry at that time. But by the grace of God, I was able to do it 4 years, full time. But also I realized the work of a pastor or a missionary like Justin is way harder than the work of an engineer. In order to be a good pastor, you should be a good organizer. You should be a good leader. You should be a good psychologist. You should be a good teacher. Or even be a good referee. You know, somebody is fighting in the church, you should be meddling on it. Did you experience that, Justin? Or about experience or what? But what I'm telling you is the work of the missionary or the pastor is really hard. Like Alex and Rachel in Madagascar, they have a young family, but still they're giving their whole life with their families to share the message of God. Like Jenny and Clem in Nepal. And I heard his son is having problem with the health too. like our two pastors here, or Pastor Jasin and Pastor Mark, they've been doing good works here, and I praise God for them. This is the verse for every one of us in terms of service. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and God is able to make every grace overflow to you so that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. And this is true for every one of us. Whether you are in the music ministry, whether you're sharing the Word of God at school, or in your community, or at home, God is able to make every grace overflow to you. So just continue serving God. Praise God. So in summary, God's grace is sufficient in supply, in salvation, in suffering, in sin, and in service. My brothers and sisters, how do you deal with the struggles or sufferings in your life? It's only by God's power, not by yourself. It's only by the grace of God that you may be overcome those sufferings or struggles. No matter what your status right now, whether you're in good times, whether you're in your bad times, because I know God loves us so much that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your message for this morning. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, O Lord. I'm thinking of our mothers here, O God, who has been struggling in terms of the way they take care of their children or their family. Give them the grace they need, O God. I'm thinking of our fathers here, like me, who's been struggling to be a role model of the family. Give us your wisdom and your grace. I'm thinking of our students here, O God, who may be struggling in school or may be bullied, oh God, while they're sharing the Word of God, or maybe having a hard time in their academics, oh God, even in their career, oh God, what to take, even with their families way back home, oh God. Give them the grace, oh God. I'm thinking of the people who are sick or healed right now, especially our pastors, oh God. Pastor Mark, you are the great physician, oh Lord. You can take care of him, oh God, and all other people who are sick, oh God. Lord, touch them. Lord, heal them. Give them the grace they need, oh Lord. I'm thinking of Pastor Justin, our missionaries, oh Lord, and their families, oh Lord, who's been probably struggling the needs of their families as well. Even their ministries, oh Lord, equip them, oh Lord, strengthen them, oh God. Give them the grace they need, Lord. I'm thinking of some of us here, O Lord, who still do not accept you as your Lord and Savior, O God. Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to convict them, to touch them, O Lord, so that they may accept you as your personal Lord and Savior. Lord, show them the love they need. Show them the grace, this amazing grace, O God, they need. I'm thinking of everyone here. Maybe they've been struggling or suffering, O God. Lord, we know, O God, that your grace is so abundant, so huge, O God. We know that your grace is so overpowering, O God, so overcoming, O God, because we know that your grace is enough for every one of us to go through these temporary sufferings and struggles. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.